Home Care, this is Sarah. How may I help you?
Hi, Sarah. My name is Kelly Ennis. I'm with St. Joseph's Elder Care Program. I'm a social worker with Catholic Charities out here in Downingtown. And a client of mine, Deborah Griffith, had asked me to give you a call back. I think you left her message.
I did. Unfortunately, I do need to re-staff it. I had a caregiver who was ready for her, but it turned out that she is not able to accept the case. That was just last night I left her the message. I apologize for that.
Okay. And she was – no, that's okay. Who are you with? Because she was confused about it.
Family First.
First, okay. So what's happened? That's why I was wanted to call you, because she gets kind of mixed up with stuff.
Okay.
She had initially started talking with a fella with your group about, you know, switching because her past relative care was not working out. And then she started talking with a different agency working with, and they had a caregiver. So she switched. She talked to PA Health and Wellness, and that was just last Friday. And
yeah, so
let me just review the
notes, and I'll be able to tell you exactly what happened. She had called us on a few weeks back, and then we spoke to her. We had got the care plan, and then Brianna on the 28th. We got a message from Brianna saying that she found an agency that had a good aide for her. How should I proceed? And then she said she called back saying that she confused us with someone else and that she'll call the patient to confirm if she wants to transfer to our agency. And then Deborah called and confirmed that she wants to switch to our company. We have the authorization as of February 2nd for 37 hours a week. That was as of 2-2. That was 8 days ago, and we still haven't found a caregiver who's able to actually work for her. We've been through three of them that have said that they're able to, but unfortunately, but I do have someone that just called me for work that's about 30 minutes from her, so she may be willing to work with her. I haven't finalized anything yet, but is she working with a different agency or?
Yes, that's what I'm trying to tell you. On Friday, she spoke with PA Health and Wellness. That was the 6th, and had it changed, the authorization changed over to Heron Companions, and I apologize for any mix-up I didn't know that it was official with you guys. She starts calling people all around,
I feel bad because these areas are very difficult to staff, and I try so hard to find people.
Oh yeah,
but,
it's not your fault at all. Yeah,
it's
no,
so
I get it. That's why she keeps switching around, and it is very because it's the caregivers.
Completely.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I was like, Debbie, I need to call them because she's
I appreciate
who's that with them. Like, because I didn't want you still trying to fill it if it's
right.
Now
we
may call
that.
Back eventually.
Absolutely,
if we have trouble with the other, but I will help her with it because she gets mixed up about who she's talking with what, and you went to a lot of work when she's switching around. So I don't want you to.
If you could just have just when PA Health and Wellness, if she speaks to them again, just I'm going to just need a last day of service date from them that they're going to cut me off.
Okay, yeah, I'm surprised they didn't send you anything yet, but that was just Friday, so maybe that's why.
Yeah,
okay.
We'll see what happens. All right, but I'll put it in her file that she has a different agency. We're just waiting for the off to get cut. And if you guys need help with anything at all, give me a call back, okay?
Yes, I will. Do you want my name and number for any reason to put in there or no?
Are you at 610-269-7480?
Yes, exactly, and it's
Kelly. And what was your name, Kelly?
It's Kelly, and it's E-N-N-I-S, and I'm with St. Joe's Elder Care. So, if anything gets wonky, again, just feel free, because I do try to, you know, help her as I can to get things straightened out.
All right.
So I appreciate it, Sarah.
Of course.
You take care.
You
Bye-bye.
Too. Bye-bye.